Connection with Max Reinhardt.
Dancer, choreographer, composer, improviser, virtuoso sitar player. Quite a CV, I think you'll agree. And it could only belong to Ravi Shankar, who's been gracing the concert halls of the world since the mid-1950s. So you can add world music pioneer to the above list, I guess. His own East Meets West music label is slowly releasing a series of albums under the title Ravi Shankar, Nine Decades, to celebrate his contribution across the board. From Volume 1, this is a Vedic devotional chant by priests at the Allahabad Temple, recorded in 1968 as Ravi rehearsed with them for the filming of Raga, a documentary film produced by George Harrison.
Durga Homam followed by Durga Stotram. Take one. A, do, three, char.
Terry Riley's work from 1968, Poppy No Good and the Phantom Band Part 1, for organ, soprano saxophone and the echo-inducing time lag accumulator, a.k.a. the Phantom Band. And that is Terry playing them all. You can clearly hear the Eastern influence in that gently lapping sea of droning minimalism. Electronic composers, along with the jazz and rock world of the 60s, were all inspired by the work of Ravi Shankar, Alaraka and their fellow Indian classical musicians. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and let's move from Terry Riley's piece, which started out as a six-hour all-night concert in Buffalo, New York, to the forthcoming album by the Magnetic North, which started out as a dream visitation in the Orkney Islands. Erlen Cooper enlisted the help of Hannah Peel and Simon Tong, along with local musicians and the community, to make the dream come true and create Orkney, Symphony of the Magnetic North. It's not out till the spring, but Hannah Peel sent me an early copy hot off the press, so here's the anthemic Bay of Scale to be getting along with.
Every little thing I've heard.
Mother and daughter of the Father, joy of women, gleaming star of the seas, hear our sighs. The Conductus Mater Patris et Filia, from the Las Huelgas Codex of the 13th century, performed by Anonymous Four. Staying with the sacred, here's a version of St. James Infirmary. It's a tune that features on New Orleans Blues, Soul and Jazz Gumbo, a fresh double CD compilation put together by Garth Cartwright. This is King Oliver's version, featuring his orchestra with Frank Marvin, a.k.a. Sonny Woods, on vocals. And thanks to Alan Shipton for that piece of the jigsaw.
Box back coat and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I died standing pat. Thank you.
Music from the Altai Mountains in the heart of Asia. The topshoes and throat singing of folk ensemble Altai Kai, taking it at a gallop there with a tune called Oteni, or Mother Fire. And before that, Blank Disco, London-based composer-producer Dan Seville's minimalist electronica project, with a more somnambulant tempo and a seductive tune entitled Where Are They Now? Which brings us to the mystery sonatas of Heinrich Ignaz Franz Bieber. From the Joyful Mysteries, this is The Annunciation, performed by Sonnerie, featuring Monica Huggett on violin.
Thank you. say jama, ubu mwoto wede pinyo zeko jama, jama za Vietnam. Adunka die de maraj, adunka die de maraj, nebo bola e Vietnam. Jipao mama naro seda, pao mama nara adungu, kina chami yungu. Ayae, ayae.
The magnificently stripped down Hongo Oito by J.P. Nangira, featuring some very meaty squeeze box playing. It's from Bellyacre's Listen, a collection of songs recorded in Kenya and Uganda around the time of the Second World War and originally released on 78 RPM singles in East Africa. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and you'll find a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight online. Just visit Lake Junction on the Radio 3 web pages, and there you can also listen again to this programme anytime you please over the next 7 days. Here's this week's dip into the Philip Glass box set. It's his edit of Prematurely Air-Conditioned Supermarket from the Trial 2/Prison section of Einstein on the Beach.
I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket. There were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them. They were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them. They were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. Others in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket. And there were all these girls, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy, and had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them, red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these girls, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them. They were red and yellow and blue, and I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these girls, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them. They were red and yellow and blue, and I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these girls, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these girls, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red, yellow, blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of...
Prematurely air-conditioned supermarket from Philip Glass's opera Einstein on the Beach, performed by the Philip Glass Ensemble and Chorus. I saw a Hang for sale in a music shop in Zurich about 10 years ago. And if I have one regret, it's that I didn't buy it. Nowadays, you have to order the handmade pitched percussion instrument that resembles a miniature flying saucer. The waiting list is longer than the Zambezi, and the price has reached the level of the ozone layer, if we still have one. But Ravid Goldschmidt has one. Not an ozone layer, but a Hang. And with vocalist Sylvia Perez, he forms a very pleasing duo called Llama. Here they are with Nina.
Te están dejando. y te están dejando que mueras de sed. Que mueras de sed. Como una promesa.
Shre Thai and the Cambodian Space Project with the traditional song Tek Tom, Big Water. The band is made up of Cambodian, French and Australian musicians who are steeped in psychedelic rock from the golden age of Cambodian music, from before the horrors of Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. They spend their time touring the length and breadth of Cambodia, often performing to the most disadvantaged communities, promoting Khmer rock and human rights. Undoubtedly a noble calling. Now, just in case you're having trouble getting your electric eels to sleep, here comes the Electric Eel Lullaby, on which flautist Mark Alban Lotz is joined by the ever-inventive, nay, hyperactive percussionist, Alan Gunga Purvis. But first, a piano legend, Cedar Walton. He played on Coltrane's Giant Step Sessions and with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Now nearing 80, he's led his own band for over 30 years, and here he is in a trio format with David Williams on bass and Willie Jones III on drums. The tune is Martha's Prize. Martha's my wife, he says in the sleeve notes, and you can almost hear the chuckle as he adds, I'm her prize.
Дуга каста да терен ахар ким пута каттан келен эн буолан олор урут сакка канна эре юскен терен Koyut kelin kaya hirge kihi bualan kattan günü görüyokkun en öyden sanan sibbekkin Dör yürü üyeskür gömüle ıdık ıyak ıyıda Yılğa tölkü bir ide Bede bilenir dağa Yer gelgen tırım nir Sağakka Yerimge ulanar Aktılgan Yüge bil sum nur Kallağına Yol sorgu düştere Olukka Tahlalıyır Küyük konu yurtara Tardıyla aktoydular Köstöller Tay tarbat Tabirin tıllara Tarıya Sipsiyen kemsiller Onu bile hatama Ahura yuhalama Ortadaydı kihide Orayı davet çıktı da
Tadilak Doidu. That's the final track for this week from the sampler compilation Siberia Extreme, definitive music from Siberia and Central Asia. And that featured the trance psychedelic minimalism of local rock heroes Mekele Tumas and Dapsi from Yakutsk. Closer to home, at the end of this month, there's a concert to launch the BBC Radio 3 World Roots Academy 2012. It takes place at the Radio Theatre here at Broadcasting House on Friday evening, 27th January, 7:30 p.m. Proteges from past years, Chaim Alami and Hari Vrindavan Sivanesan, will each play a set, and this year's mentor and mentee will be announced on the night, and then they'll take to the stage to perform a blinding set. Better still, tickets are free. Just visit www.bbc.co.uk/tickets or call 0370 901127. That was 0370 901127. Standard geographic rates apply and mobile phone charges may vary. Just to whet your appetite, here's Hari Vrindavan Sivanesan on Veena with the astonishing Carnatic vocalist Aruna Sairam, recorded for World Roots last spring in Tamil Nadu, South India. Samaja Vara Gamana. Samaja Varagamana by Aruna Sairam and Hari Vrindavan Sivanesan, a track from the World Roots on the Road compilation that's released this very month. And don't forget, you can see Hari play live along with Chaim Alami and this year's World Roots Academy's protege here at Broadcasting House on Friday evening, 27th January. Tickets are free. Just visit www.bbc.co.uk/tickets. But don't delay. And that brings us to the end of this week here on Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back in March. Fiona Talkington will be in the chair for the next fortnight. Thanks to my producer, Roger Short, for singing the first 2 weeks of the new year with me, and above all, to you for listening. I'll leave you tonight with Little Feet and Sailing Shoes. Good night.
Lady in a turban and a cocaine tree. Does it dance so rhythmically? She's crying and singing and having a time. Gee, that cocaine tree look fine. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will start to cheer when you put on your sailing shoes. Jedediah, he's got a dime. Says he catch more fish every time. Well, I got a line, you got a pole. Well I'll meet you at the fishing hole. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Yeah.